copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
We end up only by referencing to the question whether or not the Reformation is over. And we're not having the time to go through the whole presentation, but I would encourage you to log in to this website, Is the Reformation Over?, where you will find a statement which was drafted last year, or at the end of 2016, in view of the fifth centenary of the Protestant Reformation, asking the very question, is the Reformation over? Preparing evangelical readers or the general public to address the issue whether or not the Reformation of the 16th century is over, and if not, in what sense? And that question was very central in many ecumenical commemorations of the Protestant Reformation, asking the very question whether or not the issues of the 16th centuries have been resolved and if the Reformation still has a reason to be promoted. And so this document basically argues the case for the ongoing necessity for the Reformation to go on, not only as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, but also as far as the evangelical Protestant world is concerned. The issues, the basic issue, theological issues of the Reformation are still as relevant as ever. Going back to the scriptures and going back to the basics of the gospel. Of course, the Reformation also was a much more complex phenomenon. Many of the attachments to the Reformation need to be overcome. The political sides, the polemical attitude, and so on and so forth. But as far as the two main pillars of the Reformation, Scripture alone, Christ alone, faith alone, these are ongoing relevant points for the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church has rejected those points in the 16th century and has tried to readjust a little bit its attitude over them at Vatican II and after, by way of updating its language, but not by way of reforming its doctrine. So, in my view, the Reformation is not over, but needs to move on, both outside and inside the Catholic Church. I think our time is about to end. I want to thank you for your patience, and I want to pray for God's blessings upon us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We pray that what we have heard and interacted with will be of use for our ministries. We pray for our traveling back home, that you will continue to speak to us and to help us to understand the world we live in order to be better equipped to serve the cause of the gospel, and especially for those of us who have a special interest on Catholicism or Catholic witnessing to Catholics, we pray for your guidance and help and support. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.